Hi, this is Dave Liebman, and you've been listening to one of my original compositions entitled Brother Ernesto, written for my good friend Ernst Bucher. This is a little bonus introduction track just to get you into the feel of our CD. The CD, of course, accompanies a chromatic approach to jazz melody and harmony, which was written in the late 1980s and which was my attempt to describe various ways to think in order to eventually hear and feel chromatic melodies and harmonies, with superimposition being the main premise. The idea, of course, is that one would practice various thought patterns and get used to them and then become used to hearing them and be able to interpret them in a musical and artistic way. The purpose of this CD is obvious. It is to hear some of the written exercises and examples, and particularly the songs and compositions that are towards the end of the book. Also, the voicings, which might be difficult for non-pianists, are played here by Phil Markowitz, so you'll be able to play along with them. And another thing to note is that as I play, of course, the elements of phrasing that go into any good jazz performance will be present, including articulation, dynamics, nuance, and particularly time feel. And in my case, one should note that I often like to go a little bit ahead or behind the beat and fool around with what I call the time feel. Now, the idea for you is to use this as an inspiration, to try to copy me, to try to eventually play on your own, and of course the tracks will be separated for the most part throughout the CD. I will slate each example to give you a full idea of what I'm doing, although of course it is all clearly explained in the book. So have a good time, and thank you for listening. This is example 2, page 18, and this is sort of a warm-up of various 2-5 type combinations using some tritone patterns and so on. And you'll notice that I do not use too many altered tones, meaning flat 9, flat 5, or plus 9, and flat 13, and so on, but it's mostly a diatonic and arpeggio type of style, which is sufficient in this case to give a sense of the superimposition. Now, you'll hear me play 8 bars, and the first 4 I will try to play as simply as possible, and then in the second 4-bar pattern play a little bit more quickly. Again, Phil will be playing the chords that are there, and use this as a sort of warm-up.